Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
We're learning more about why Fox News repeatedly broadcast false claims after the 2020 election that then-President Donald Trump was cheated out of a second term. Those claims are the subject of a $1.6 billion defamation suit brought by Dominion Voting Systems against Fox News and its parent company. Now, legal filings made public yesterday show Fox News hosts didn't actually believe those conspiracies and rejected them behind the scenes. NPR media correspondent David Falkenflik is following the story and he joins us now. Hey, David.
Hey, Deepa.
So these false claims against Dominion started on November 8th, back in 2020, when Fox News host Maria Bartiromo interviewed Trump campaign attorney Sidney Powell. Let's listen.
We talked about the Dominion software. I know that there were voting irregularities. Tell me about that.
They were flipping votes in the computer system or adding votes that did not exist.
Bartiromo and her fellow hosts, Sean Hannity, Tucker Carlson, and others peddled these claims for months, David. But what they were saying about them behind the scenes wasn't quite that, right?
No, they were saying something quite different, that people from producers, one claimed he was getting an aneurysm from listening to it. They called it nuts. They called it crazy. They called it upsetting. They called it all kinds of things. But what they didn't do was do that on the air. That is, that on with an exception of one very intense interview Tucker Carlson did of Sidney Powell, whom we just heard from. You know, they basically amplified and at times embraced these claims, breathing life into them for weeks as then President Trump was scrambling around for a mechanism to stay in office, not wanting to break faith with what they saw as the belief of their own viewers who were, had a strong overlap with core Trump supporters, and essentially acknowledging as such behind the scene, talking about the way in which they were damaging the brand of Trump, of Fox News, which was so closely associated at that point with an adherence to the idea of Trump world.
So what do we know about why these hosts broadcast those false claims?
Well, they talked about that brand damage that I mentioned because they thought they were getting hurt. Why'd they think that? They saw their viewership erode badly, in fact, crumble. And it really started on election night itself, when Fox News was the first television news outlet to project that Joe Biden would win the key swing state of Arizona. And you saw Trump supporters in their audience start heading to the exits. And what's fascinating is the degree to which you see in this lawsuit in real time, the documentation of the way in which Fox executives and Fox stars were watching it really closely. And not only the ones that you think, you know, people like Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity, Laura Ingraham and others were really paying close attention to that. The primetime stars were making millions for this. But somebody like Dana Perino, who had been, you know, a spokeswoman for then President George W. Bush, but comes off as sort of measured voice of reason in the opinion sphere on Fox. She was talking about how angry Fox viewers were, that they were seemingly abandoned their president by calling Arizona. What they were doing was, of course, telling viewers the truth. And that got them in a lot of trouble. And therefore, you saw them saying, we can't tell them these things that they don't want to hear. We can't hurt them in that way.
So let's talk a little bit about the case against Fox News. Dominion has to prove that the people who reported those false claims acted with actual malice. Tell us what that means, and does all this documentation that has just been released yesterday come towards proving that?
Well, I got to tell you, I talked to a number of media lawyers and defamation scholars about that, and they said it goes a long way. You know, actual malice shows you have to show that somebody either knowingly put damaging information that was untrue on the air or in print, or that you did so with reckless disregard for the facts and the truth. In this instance, you have journalists up and down the line at Fox and their bosses saying essentially this is untrue privately and publicly, and being very angry when their colleagues on the news side were saying so publicly. And so that divide is where, you know, the lawyers for Dominion see an opportunity. I think we should note as well, though, Fox News's lawyers, you know, have said, you know, this is an an instance in which free speech and the First Amendment principles have to allow for great latitude in talking about issues of great public interest. There can be no greater issue of public interest than national presidential elections. There can be no more newsworthy figure than the then sitting president of the United States making these claims and amplifying them through his surrogates. And these were playing out essentially in public domain, that is, in the courts. You know, Fox was really trying to were seeking the kind of protection to report on things neutrally, they would argue, that was happening in real time. In reality, that can only take you so far. And what will be left for the courts and for a jury to decide, assuming it reaches trial, is whether or not, in fact, Fox exceeded that so-called fair reporting privilege by amplifying claims they already knew privately to be untrue.
All right. Well, David, we appreciate your reporting on this and we'll continue to follow it. NPR Media correspondent David Folkenflik, thank you.
You bet.